Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm wearing a hat, so I am. Keep myself warm in the winter.
That's great. Right.
We're going to have to be steady. We're going to have to be slow.
Step over it. Stay on soft surfaces all the way.
We'll start stopping some soft surfaces.
You can stop whenever you want.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's running commentary. Paul is running gently on the soft surfaces.
I'm running gently on soft surfaces.
On your injury.
For the first time in a while. And you've got a bit of a cold, you said?
I have, yeah.
Really? That's a shame.
I don't know, you know, when everyone's trying to avoid passing anything on, it's always a little bit worrying, but it's nothing sinister.
Yeah.
And it hasn't really knocked me back. It's just
we have had a bit of a cold snap as well, haven't we? Just the first cold snap of the winter.
Yeah.
So that might...
That'll do it.
That might be part of it as well. Is that a mate?
I know him from the school, but it's John Power of Cast and the Lars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I might have interviewed him back in the day.
I didn't know you ran.
Back in the day.
We've got to get him out.
Yeah, we've got to get him out.
I've got to start a band with him.
Yeah, that sounds
running
great.
Yeah. I've got to read too much into this.
That sounds great.
Straight across to the other side for the softness. So, yeah, it's a bitterly cold day.
Yes.
But it's been very...
quite pleasant, though, isn't it?
Evocatively cold this week, and the blooming autumn colours and stuff. It's a very nice time of year.
Yeah, it's been really, really nice. Yeah, and I do feel a very...
Even the fox poo outside our front door had a kind of winter romance to it.
That was great. Was that where you were late, just rolling around in it?
It's here!
Happy Christmas, Rob!
You caught my foxy musk.
Yeah. Dogs love that. Fox frenzy. But, I don't know whether you felt it as well. And you almost feel averse with you mentioning it. But I think there's a big excitement for Christmas this year in this country,
I
definitely.
I think you've forgotten the rule that my family know very, very well, which is no Christmas till after my birthday.
Right.
Which is on Sunday.
Right, okay,
so
cool.
Just get back to a Monday, because, yeah, obviously what you say is true.
Yeah.
For Christmas is coming, it's quite exciting.
After last year as well,
the
that's the thing.
Been setting it up.
Yeah.
And yet, I'm not prepared to accept it. Not for another 4 days.
Right.
And no, so you're absolutely right. The weird thing I find, and it was being here in Cluster Park, I was here at dusk yesterday.
Right.
My annual memories, my memories of, I suppose it was lockdown 2.
Yeah.
Are particularly vivid. Last November just really comes back to me. Maybe it's to do with the seasonal... nature.
Yeah, I mean, I must say...
it's a strange time.
Yeah, I found it very difficult, actually, last November, because we'd had a brief surge of some gigs, and then it was like, well, it's exactly what's happening on the continent now, isn't it, seems to be.
Yeah.
Just kind
but
of just veering back into lockdown.
You know, everyone, we're well versed in where we're both at and where we were at last year, and I think that lockdown two for me... You know, because there was such a... We limped out of lockdown one.
Yeah.
Societally, it was possible to have very different responses. So you'd gone out, you know, quite rightly, as like we were supposed to. Do you know what I mean? You're out there doing gigs.
Yes, yeah.
You were eating out to help out.
Yeah.
I hadn't really unlocked
Yes,
the
yeah,
lockdown
yeah, yeah.
Two was just a
continuation.
Of my
yes,
vows.
Yeah.
But for you, it's like, what?
Yeah,
we've gone out. We're going back in. Yeah, it was a crazy time, and yeah, even that kind of magical romance of winter was obviously given a surreal, bittersweet edge.
Yes, yeah, it was. It was, and the vaccines were on the way, but still felt a bit distant, didn't they?
God, just as you say that, we're just going into the woods.
Beautiful,
and
isn't
sun's
it?
Just come out and caught the
absolutely leaf. Gorgeous, isn't it?
If there was any sun, get a photo of this with your hat in it.
All these
so
squirrels,
nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful this morning.
Caught another runner. I didn't know that one was coming, but she's in the photo. It's really good.
Yeah, so it's... I think that's what I've been enjoying, the marked contrast to last year.
Yep.
That's what I've been feeling.
I'm blocking your compression socks. So it brings back to... have you been to see any more professionals? Have you done any more? You got here early and had a good stretch, I know.
Well, I got here early and stretched for about 15, 20 minutes, which is obviously... just has to happen now.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time I run.
Yeah.
I've been to see the Chinese...
Dr. Liu.
Dr. Liu again. And the and different pains in different parts of my body. He's doing well. He's doing well with it, though.
Including acupuncture.
Acupuncture, yeah.
Acupuncture went well for my wife's shoulder.
Did it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it seems to be... This, I mean, the fact it survived so long seems to indicate there's something in it.
Yeah.
Do you think, or do you think it's all hodgepodge?
I don't know.
Well, it's obviously...
That's particularly valid. But yeah, it seems to...
Well, I mean, people tell each other it works, and then they go, and then it works, yeah, and then they tell each other, and then... But it's, it seems to be having some effect. I've yet to have my gait analysed. Part of that is because
I'm not going to need
I've been running. Yeah. Part of the reason why I had my gait analysed is because I haven't been able to run. This
or
is
get
the first
up the front path of your house.
Yeah. This is the first.
So this is your first run.
This is the first one I've had for a couple of weeks.
God, I hope we're not going to catch you twanging live.
No.
Comedian seen in rolling in an agonised heat.
Or has he found some fox poop? Over. Has he unascertained?
We saw me and my wife again. Well, we were cycling back from one of those trips to Hampstead Heath.
Yeah.
She was doing a bit of wild water swimming and I was doing a bit of heath running. And the trees were just incredible.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
The funny thing is... that the leaves are off the trees a bit, so I saw the swimming lake and thought, that was John Powell going the other way from
He's going at quite... Cast. He's going at a fair lick, isn't he, as well?
Us, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's doing all right, yeah.
So I was going to go and sort of wave, say hello, and realise you can't go through the leafless trees and wave to the women in the ladies' room.
Yeah,
it's not appropriate.
No.
Also, I was listening to the song "Wade in the Water."
Nice.
It was incredible synchronicity to the whole thing.
Nice little coincidence. And were you gigging at the weekend? Did you?
Yeah, I was in Brighton.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
But yeah, me and my wife were coming back from the heath on our bikes, and so between us, we got a bit of triathlon action.
Yeah.
And there's this kid outside a cafe, and we just heard this wah, and it's like, oh no, I hope this tot, kind of just between baby and toddler age, you know?
Yeah.
I hope that tot's okay. It was absolutely brilliant because the child turned out to be having a fantastic time.
Right.
He was just bellowing at a spoon.
Right.
A spoon that appeared to be his nemesis.
As you would.
Outside the cafe table with the spoon up, just going, ah. Spoon, we meet again.
That made me think of last night's Bake Off.
Oh, yeah.
With Mel Fielding's spoon antics. What did you make of the final? I haven't been watching it that much. Watching it a fair bit. My wife's been borderline obsessed with it.
We've been all over Bake Off and Strictly this year, and I think they're great.
Yeah, I love Bake Off. I love it.
I was thinking of them as we were talking about like a year ago and coming out, because last year they did their best. I got no criticism, but there was something... desperate about how much they wanted them to be good, and of course,
yes,
how compromised the productions were. Whereas,
I remember last year it didn't seem like the baking was that good.
It was all, yeah, and also it was really surreal.
Right,
their ideas were like, what do they want them to do? And why? There's a kind of now the restrictions seem to be helping them to not overthink it.
Right,
there was a lot of really good bakers in this year.
Yeah,
I think it was a good show. Enjoyed it a lot. The main thing was, it, was so... It was a genuinely tight competition.
Yeah, it did seem that way, didn't it?
The last 2 weeks, it was just... Everyone was great. And the tiniest mistake could knock you back.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We wanted everyone to win. We loved them all. It was excellent.
Because that did for sort of... And was it Christelle in the final with a focaccia, the focaccia
yeah,
tragedy?
Yeah, but again, that's quite nice in a way.
Yeah.
Because she blew that focaccia. You know, she'll be gutted on the day. Been long game. It's like, so I could have won.
Yes, yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
You know, and that's true. It was definitely the deciding factor. And of course, everyone, they all loved each other. We all loved Giuseppe.
Yes, yeah, we
so
did.
So again,
yes,
the kids wanted it so much. And he was the one, you know, as my son said, definitely most improved.
Yeah.
But he was just too nice a guy for it to hurt when his brother won, as it were, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So Giuseppe was so gentle, wasn't he?
Yeah. Have you been watching any Strictly?
No.
The quality is incredible.
Is it really?
There's such good dancing. The kind of tall, oh, I'm a bit of a goon, TV presenter, BBC sort of breakfast guy
Walker.
In the Jeremy Vine role.
Right.
He's so good at dancing.
Is he really?
You think if you're the bad dancer,
yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
a red letter year.
Right.
Know? I'm not saying he's going to change his career or anything, but you know, you think back to Anne Widdecombe or John Simpson.
Yes, yeah. Sergeant. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, Sergeant, that's right.
Yeah.
What quality.
Well those are the days of like the sort of the noble joke, wasn't it? It's sort of like the underdog that we all. That persists long into the
yeah.
into the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seems to have moved on, doesn't it?
Richard Coles.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a little bit, it's great tooth grating, and there isn't any of that this year. I feel a little bit, don't get me wrong, I think it's fantastic, but I'm a little bit relieved for Bill Bailey.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd so easily. I just felt like Bill Bailey was obviously the winner from the start last year.
Well, he seemed to, tell me if I'm wrong, because I'm not a close observer of the show. He seemed to almost take the sort of comic underdog role and roll with it and just charm everyone and give it loads.
Well,
you know, he like combined both sort
and
of.
And he's a cool guy and a talented
yes.
musician.
Yeah.
And I think people's natural, quite soft ageism really worked in his favour.
Right.
Because they couldn't help but be surprised when he yes. was good.
Yes.
But he was going to be good. But equally, I think he'd have a tougher... He wouldn't necessarily win it this year.
Right.
I'm not saying he wouldn't. I just think last year he was a bit of a shoo-in.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So good.
No, these shows are... What do you make to the Fielding Lucas? It's very hard not to be irritating, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Because you're coming in when at moments of stress
right.
and bringing levity.
No, and they're always...
Sometimes you feel, just leave him alone.
Yeah.
Just let him get on.
It's always best when they're loose.
Yeah.
You know, when you feel that they're making it up.
Yeah.
And also when they're being... When they're having good times with the contestants.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, the thing is that...
It's a tough
either
tough
you write it and do it like a sketch or you just mess around.
Yeah.
I still think to this day, people don't give Mel and Sue enough credit. It's that basic thing that people do... When people do bad jokes well...
Yeah.
It's always a game. It's always a game of cheekiness. I remember going right back to my granddad and certainly underrated Tim Vine.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
When people do
yeah, yeah.
bad jokes and it works well, it's because the joke is that they're doing the jokes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So if you write the joke down
yeah,
on
totally,
paper and
yeah.
say, that joke's no good, it's like, yeah, that's the idea.
It's funny, I was chatting to...
And get a picture of these deer because look, there's the stags there.
It's funny, I was chatting to a comic about that the other day. It's sort of, you've got your three levels... of performance when you're gigging up. You've got your material and the playing of the material and then the playing of the playing of the material.
Yeah.
And when you're telling bad jokes, yeah, you're right. It's just a complete hoot that you're telling him in the first place.
This stag's coming over to see us. He's walking towards us. He feels challenged. What are you looking at? I was in here the other day and you could hear this noise of like nature's car alarm.
Right, yeah.
Was that guy.
Was it?
Rutting. Exactly, yeah, and you know, and in performance, when you're there, you know that, you get
yes,
that.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like being tickled
yeah.
on a magpie. And I still think that in the Bake Off context, you know, people just remember Mel and Sue doing silly jokes, but, you know, no one on Matt don't stand a chance of catching that kind of, look what we just did, we're just messing around energy.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming in with a bit more of a sort of surreal energy, isn't he? Sort of as a comic, he was always a bit more surreal. So
yeah, yeah.
He's kind of doing it kind of folksy, surreal.
Yeah.
Lucas is just a bit more sort of performance-y based.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they seem to be having a laugh together.
Yes, that's right.
Which is good.
I think exactly. I think the less planned it is, the more fun it is.
Yeah. But the only problem with that is you have to do some certain things where something has to happen. So
yeah, that's right.
So you end up planning it.
And fundamentally, you know, the show abides. If you've got good contestants and good challenges, then
I'm going to have to go.
You can carry it. You know, it can carry itself.
And I mean, Hollywood's the one who embraces the sketch format, isn't he? In the kind of like, you're sort of slightly embarrassing dad at a wedding kind of scenario.
Yeah, and you also know? This season, he's done a bit of Fulham and Elephant Dragon's Den.
Right.
You kind of go, the thing I hated about it was that it was delicious. Right. That kind of surprise energy.
Yes, and the handshake. I didn't realise how symbolic the handshakes were.
Yeah, it's getting a little bit much.
Is it just, is it getting a bit overplayed?
Next year, I think he's going to touch people on the forehead.
Right.
Healed.
Anointed. The blessing of Hollywood.
I don't find it that anointing, but...
Take out the oil. Unction.
Too soon to talk about the oil after Christelle's for catch.
Oh, my goodness.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Straight away from the soft surfaces.
Yeah, sorry, we'll just get back. We'll get back.
So, so I was in Brighton.
Yes.
At the weekend. And it was just great. It was lovely to do the gig.
Yeah.
And
The Commedia.
Commedia Brighton.
Yeah. Who was on?
It was Abigail Ayesham was comparing on Friday and doing a set on Saturday.
Right.
And... And that's it. That's all the people that were there. I can't believe I can't remember.
Right. Don't worry about that. Yeah. And some other people. What's his face? And then...
So James Ellis was on.
All right. Okay.
And...
people around, yeah.
Other people.
Other comics. Funny stuff, yeah.
What's wrong with me? yeah. And it was so nice to be in Brighton. It's so lovely. And just slightly more... Again, I don't know whether it's valid or not. Things just seem more normal now. I remember I went back to Brighton in the summer, one of my first gigs back. It just felt like the whole town was in a panic, you know?
Yeah.
And it was lovely at the weekend.
Good.
Anyway, down to Hove Promenade Park Run on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And hello to Bryn. Bryn and Julie came to the gig in the front row.
Brilliant, brilliant.
I saw Bryn at Park Run.
Nice.
And then Isabel came and said hello.
Hi, Isabel.
Said, you're that guy.
You're that guy.
She was saying, I'm putting the pressure on. I said, no, it's good. I came here for the validation. Zoe Lyons, brilliantly. Zoe wasn't there to run.
Right.
She was just walking past on the way home from the gym.
Oh, that's nice.
And Joe Wilkinson said hello.
Oh, really?
So it's all comedians on the prom. Joe was doing the prom. And anyway, this woman, Isabel, said... I said, it wasn't bad, you coming up and saying, I've heard the podcast. She said, yeah, but I said to Zoe, I've heard you talking about poo. Which is a slightly... she might not necessarily go for that. But what a fantastic... Well, old park runs are fantastic, but I had a really good time there. Unusually, because I was recording my other podcasts.
Yeah.
I got there nice and early.
Right.
It's really not like me not to rock up to a park run at about 8:58.
Right.
So that was nice.
Yeah.
And then I realised that they had the pacers on.
Brilliant.
So that was marvellous. And they had pacers on for, I don't know, sort of every 2 minutes from the high
20.
Teens to the 30s.
Oh, really? Okay.
It was just perfect for, you know, aside from my own personal journey, which I, of course, desperate to share with you, it's just really interesting, this idea of looking at little ways to ignore ourselves, you know?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
To slightly flip things so you see them a different way.
Yeah, pacing can,
what the clown
can really help,
the
yeah,
trap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in my experience...
Just focus on them.
And that you let them
glide along, yeah.
And specifically, when I wasn't expecting it. So yeah. Kind of surprise pacing.
Yeah.
You kind of get to the run and you go, oh, paced, okay. And then suddenly you're accessing all your own stresses and stuff, just damped right
down. Yeah, it's great. It takes away all that, I don't know whether it's front brain or back brain, but it takes away part of your brain, just focusing on the running. You don't have to worry about timing, pacing.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
It damps everything down, and there's all kinds of, you know, it's the same as...
And you can try and flow. You get into your flow, your running flow.
It's not just running where you have this. It's like a comedy gig. If someone told you a really interesting bit of gossip just before you go on stage.
Yeah.
Chances are you'll have a better gig.
Yeah.
Because someone's just kind of...
Just taking you out of it.
Snuffed out the candle of your sort of concerns. And like you say, you just find your flow. So it's a really nippy park run, that Hope Prom park run, because, you know, I noticed that even though it was a good one for me, I was way back in the pack, and there were some really fast finishes.
Was there any Vaporfly action on the park run?
Well, I didn't see anyone else, but I was pleased because I wasn't wearing one.
Right, yeah.
I'm also pleased not to be wearing them because they hurt so much in Yorkshire.
Right.
But only because they're too small. Great shoes.
Yeah.
So I set off and fell in with I thought, I'll follow the 20-minute guy.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's the kind of thing I mean about being a surprise, because that's a pretty stupid plan, considering I'm running around 22.
Yeah.
I have been for, you know, a year or two.
Yes, yeah.
And if I'd planned that from, like, the Thursday... I might have thought, don't be silly, or doubted it, or worried.
Would have stressed you out, yeah.
I just thought, I'll get on it and see how it goes. And then, as soon as you start, once the kind of shaping in the pack settles down, you're as much being paced by the other people in the little pack, you know?
Yeah.
I really remember that from Yorkshire Marathon 2018. You just get into a nice, loose group with these strangers. It was an older guy, or at least a guy with silver hair, which doesn't really make him older than me, does it? Because that would describe him.
Yeah.
But anyway, he was just in front of me off the start. The 20-minute pacer was a young bloke.
Yeah.
Next to him was this older fella. And I could just tell, I could just tell from his form that he always runs 20-minute park.
Yeah.
And he was just such a good person to be running next to, because so steady, so... I just see it, you know.
You've got yourself out of sight,
so start emulating someone else's form, really.
You've got to be a good runner to pace a 20-minute crew. You've got to be probably about an 18-minute yourself to be able
to
do it comfortable.
You've got to have that headspace, surely.
And also, they're quite a serious bunch as well. They want to get to 20 minutes, you know.
They mean it.
There's no messing with it.
I mean, I don't know how strict... I don't know if he was happy or whatever. I was completely happy with it, and it probably served me well. But he did it in a little over 20 minutes.
Right.
I think he did 20:15.
Right.
But there was a sense maybe it's...
What the pacer did?
Yeah.
Get rid of him. He can't do it next week, that's it. You've had your chance, mate, that's it.
For me, there was no negativity there, but maybe that's just because it worked well for me, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, just great. I've said before, haven't I? I remember saying that Hope Park Run is kind of nowhere to hide.
Yeah.
And someone asked me what I meant. It's very flat.
Right.
And very straight.
Yeah.
So you just...
Is it out and back then?
There's no secrets. So the start and finish line is kind of halfway around a lap.
Right.
Halfway along a lap, because the lap is really just a long rectangle.
Yeah.
Yeah? And you do it twice.
Okay.
So it starts by Hove Lawns, and you run out towards Hove. get just past the end there, get to a hairpin and go back. Right. Go all the way back past the start and finish.
Okay.
Twice as far and then turn back. Past the start and finish and then you repeat the whole thing. So it's all straight, it's all flat. You can see the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's very, there's no questions, no confusion, no ups and downs, no...
I love that. I love patterns like that.
Yeah. Well, it's quite a lot like... Well, certainly for me, it's a step towards running on a track.
Yeah.
But without the repetitive relentless...
The circularity,
Then it's only two laps.
Yeah.
But it's very easy to break those two laps down into 8 bits.
Right.
Up and back past and up and back past and so on, you know? Anyway, also nice, always nice to do a park when you've done before.
Right.
Because you know what's going on. And I've done it. I don't know when I did it. I think it was several years ago. But, also specifically Joe Wilkinson and him being there and being... at the back of the pack, being very gentle on his knees.
Right.
And they're a lot better now.
Right, oh, that's good.
He had a good old run on Saturday. He literally looked taller as well.
Right, okay.
He's standing up straight.
Good for him, yeah. So you just stayed with him then? You just stayed with him?
Yeah, and I had... It's that other thing in life where when things are bad or you're worried, they don't last very long.
Yeah.
You know? I kind of think, oh, I'm going to be hanging in there for the whole last 10 minutes or whatever. But it's more a question of thinking, oh, I think I'm fading a bit.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. And then forgetting it again for 500 metres, you know? So, yeah, so fundamentally, I found a lot. I did it a minute and 40 seconds faster than the week before.
Yeah.
And there's lots of things that affect that. You know, it wasn't hilly.
It was a bit hilly and stuff,
I was nicely trained up for it.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth.
Do you think...
But the other thing was, it was hard. It wasn't that hard.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show that it's just kind of accessing one's own form. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think getting there earlier might have helped?
Maybe, yeah.
Possibly.
And I think also, weirdly, possibly not going off too fast.
Like
maybe more the fear of going off too fast.
Yeah.
Because I'm measuring my own pace.
Yeah.
I set off in a park kind of and get whatever, you know, about a mile in. And think, oh my gosh, I'm tired.
It's usually a bit too fast. Yeah.
In this one, I felt exactly the same as that. I thought, pace is still going. I stay with the pace.
Yeah.
Again, just dismissing my own emotions, you know.
But you wonder whether sometimes being almost late to park runs adds an element of stress.
Absolutely.
That takes away a bit of the race, possibly.
No, because the other thing is, I'd had a... I was saying to you the other day about going back to Highbury Fields, I used to really worry about the warm-up run.
Yeah.
But what you really want is a very gentle warm-up run.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'd been running...
Yeah, you don't want to stress out.
Yeah. And I was so... You know, I do that so slowly and sort of stopping, starting and fiddling with my phone. And also, like you say, I'd finished that about 20 minutes before.
Yeah.
So all positive, no negative warm-up.
Right, yeah, that's good. That's good.
So...
I think that makes a big difference, actually. Yeah. That and the pacing and the... Did you not think... I'm slightly annoyed with this 2015 guy. Did you not think you were closer to 20 because you're so close to it?
Did not cross me in my mind as a negative.
And do you think if he'd gone closer to 20, you'd have been closer to him? Do you think you got a bit more?
I think from here, maybe I'd have been closer to 20, but maybe he'd lost me.
Right.
Yeah. It's not. It's worth noting that my steady good parkrun times coming out of 2019 were all around the 20-25 mark.
Yeah.
So there's
you're absolutely back. It's
there's
fantastic.
Half a minute or a minute there that I haven't necessarily got, you know?
Yeah.
My parkrun PB, one of my bike, is 19:35.
Yeah.
But that is very unusual.
Yeah.
20 minutes and 20 seconds, that's a really good parkrun for me, but I've done it a fair few times.
It's within the realms of...
So actually, I think now...
It's in the Overton window of parkruns,
I think I was just really lucky with the 2015 guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's lucky to have a job, isn't he? But I'm sure they'll sort that out next week.
It's another example of us coming to different places. So,
but no, that's great, mate.
So I got 20 minutes and 18 seconds. And I was like, oh, wow, I can't believe it. It's amazing. And then, that's the other thing is you're saying about him. It's so funny what a poor judge of time I can end up being. Because he was like ahead of me. My little pack.
Yeah.
All of us who stayed with him all the way through. Strung out a little bit at the end.
Yeah.
But like, you know, just we'd all have been between that tree and that bench, right?
Yeah.
And I still thought, If he was under 20, I'd be like 20 and a half.
Yeah.
That 3 yards. That's probably 30 seconds, isn't it? That's probably 40. That's probably just a minute there. So I don't know.
It sounds like...
I don't know from times.
No, but you're getting that... As I said, because you texted me on the day, you're getting the benefit of all that strength you've built up with the double marathons and the mileage.
Yeah,
and
yeah. A lovely run on the, that one I was talking about was on Friday.
Yeah.
And I ran about 7 miles, just looping backs and forwards. Of course, we know it. I could do that without getting lost for like the first time ever.
Yeah.
Lots of gentle hills. And then I was meeting my wife and her friend, and I did hill reps.
Right.
You know, there's that toilet block by the lake there.
Yes, yeah.
I just went up and down. I thought, I'll do 5 of these.
Right.
And she still wasn't there, so I did 10 of those.
Nice.
And that was the day before.
Yeah.
And
so you've got more.
It's got to set you up, right?
Well, yeah, it sort of. It doesn't. It shows me that you... If you had the day off before and you'd done that on the Thursday, you might have had a bit more. But it's all good stuff, you know.
Yeah.
It just shows that you're really, really strong, you know.
By the way, if you're listening this week, I think I've plumped for my birthday park run. I think I'm going to go back to Hampstead Heath because it's handy, but it's nice, and my wife might be swimming. So apologies, Hilly Fields Park Run. I was going to go there, but it's just a bit, obviously a bit more of a trek, but I'll definitely be back there one day soon. And I'm going to keep doing this thing of mixing it up and going to different ones, even if
it's not that convenient. Yeah.
I ran with my old friend Catherine Ellis in the summer.
Right.
And she does one up right out, sort of Middlesex way. It's Oakwood. Yeah. I can't remember what it's called. But I'll check with her. But I want to run up and do that one again.
And how are the gigs?
Oh, lovely. Really nice. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
I did have to put in a little shut-up time.
Right.
The audience member on a Saturday night.
Right.
That was kind of fun.
You might
he
want to...
Me. He said, I told him to shut up. And it was all...
We might have to just do a shorter loop.
Sure. Yeah,
just to chill.
Yeah. You want to wrap it up running-wise?
Well, no. We can just cut across on the grass and just...
Cut across, sure.
Just do some grass stuff, yeah.
And we can loop this bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel I don't like it when you talk about a gig and talk about it in terms of the heckler, because you're kind of giving A, you're focusing on the negative, and B, you're giving them the attention they seek.
Yeah.
But that said, let me unpack this one. So this guy was threatened by me, and when I was doing music, he'd just start talking really loud. He's basically kind of competing.
Yeah.
He wasn't heckling me, he was talking to his mates.
Yes.
But I could just feel his volume.
Which is a kind of form of it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I knew, I was tired. And I was thinking, I want to leave this alone. I want to be cool and just have a gig. But I was letting him irritate me. Anyway, so I told him to shut up. He did the, this is also the form, the who me mime.
Yeah.
Yes, you.
Yeah. We all know. Yeah.
And then, of course, you know what he did next? Instead of shutting up, he started heckling.
Right.
He said, oh, you look like Rebecca's dad. I was like, no, that's accurate. I look like Rebecca. He's younger than me.
Yeah.
What's your point? Shut
yeah.
Yeah. So he's got more hair than you. I was like, are you giving me the bald heckle? So what you want to do if you're going to heckle a comedian for being bald? You want to heckle a bald comedian.
Yeah.
Let's have a full head of hair.
Yeah.
You're not exactly cutting me down to size.
Yeah.
But I said, what you need is a bald comedian, and then still shut up.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that was slightly tainted the Saturday night, but the gigs were just joyous. It was nice to be there. It was nice to see all the venue staff and everything, you know?
Yeah, it is. It is nice. Yeah, I had some nice friendly gigs up north. The last one... Impressed, and they were really drunk. The last one, I got on stage, and the first few minutes was drunk women in the front row going, "Where do I recognise you from? I know you. Where from? Boy, I'm googling you. Where from? You bit."
It was like, please do that.
It was one of those, but they were so friendly. There's completely without malice.
Yeah.
You've just got to roll with it, you know. But I stayed in a little Airbnb in Crew, but couldn't face it on the Saturday night, so just elected for the 3.5 hour drive home, you know.
Yeah.
But it was all right.
And did you feel that in your legs?
A little bit, but it was okay. I didn't drink on Sunday. I haven't had a drink for a week.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling a lot sharper.
I had a drink on Sunday. I've really got to, if I'm going to be drinking on a Sunday, I've got to pace myself.
Right, yeah.
It's all getting a bit Hemingway on the Sunday evenings at the moment. It's It's almost like you're a bad example.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Little mention for Kath in Liverpool, who said three bottle Friday, was it?
Right.
Three bottles are mentioned, and I don't know bottles of what spread between how many people, but three sounds a lot.
That's a lot.
And absolute classic, which I've done myself. Broken toilet seat.
Right. Yeah.
Now, how does that happen?
Here we go.
You've really got to wee hard for that. I think I'll just go to the toilet.
Well, I had a sort of startling sort of ground zero.
I'm really worried about the end of this sentence.
No, ground zero when George's birthday last Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Went to his house, glass of champagne.
Went to his house.
You're 23, it's all great.
Oh, yeah, you posted a video about this. Yeah.
Yeah, came home, bottle of red wine each, all fine. Rachel asleep. I'm still thirsty.
You watched the Irishman and drank four bottles of red wine.
No. I drank three quarters of a bottle of Amaretto.
Ooh! Oh, no, that's a mistake.
Yeah, with loads of ice, but...
Stop.
Still.
Loads of ice.
Still. Well, that was it. That was...
having loads of ice is the...
That's the myth. Ice is making this better.
Yeah, I don't know
as I drink this.
It's like when you always know what the percentage is on the wine.
Well, I've looked at the percentage on Amaretto. It's 22%. Yeah, can we walk now, actually? I think about walking to about that. So it's... you just can't... You can't live like that, can you?
Yeah.
You can't be doing that.
No.
So, I'm going to drink for a week, feel better. I had gigs the next day. I had two gigs the next day. I managed to get through. I had decent gigs.
Yeah, I had...
Which is crazy.
That's what I've got now.
Because I wasn't there.
I was absolutely messed up on Sunday, and I felt so hungover on... You remember when we came back from the Caribbean all those years ago?
Yeah. Just,
I think I'm one of those people where drinking really brings... I've got a very slow metabolism, so I think I can carry a germ for a long time.
Right.
And then I'll get drunk and it'll bring it out, and then I'll get ill. Because I always find with the running, I feel like it keeps me healthy, but less than you'd hope. Because
right.
It just kind of maintains the bad germs.
Right,
it doesn't
right.
keep them away so much, just keep them at bay. So I'll carry them for ages.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was... I came out of a hangover into a cold on Monday. Either that or I'm just in a kind of permanent hangover for life.
It's
might have long hangover.
Yeah. Have you heard of that long hangover going on? You just keep drinking. But, I'm hoping for a pre-Christmas abstinence period, because Christmas is going to be pretty wild. Have you got a busy December?
Yes, I have. It's not that busy, but it's... I've just got... me and Judah are going to Brussels before Christmas now, which
nice.
Will be great.
Nice, yeah. We
probably won't have a... Talking of adventures, we probably won't do what me and you did in Brussels.
No. Go to the roughest bars and start chatting to people.
Or walk all the way across the city by mistake and then go to every bar on the way back. That was what we did there. So,
no, that'll be nice.
And I'm doing some gigs down on the south coast for James Alderson.
Right.
My Christmas parkrun tourism, I'm going to celebrate the running tracks year with a little pilgrimage back to Southsea Parkrun.
Right.
On the 18th.
Oh, that'd be nice, yeah.
So if that's anyone listening's local one, come to that one, say hello. That's
that'd be nice.
Very nice.
I'm
memories of doing that. I think it's late in my book, so it must have been... You know, really in the last few weeks before lockdown last year that I was there. And that's a lovely one. Very similar to Hove Prom.
Yes, because
it's out and back on the seafront. But the other thing about Hove Prom the other day is unusual. Mickey D got in touch and said, tailwind on the way back.
Tailwind.
No wind, it's completely still.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times those seafront ones, you're basically...
You're fighting against
it
on the way.
Into a wall of wind.
Yes, yeah. I'm chipping off to... Abu Dhabi.
Yes.
Abu Dhabi do today.
Yep.
And then I'm going to Oslo next weekend. I thought it was just me and McIntyre, but it's McIntyre, Darrow, Brian,
oh, wow.
Sean Walsh, Nathan, Caton and Susie Ruffle. So it's a bit of a mixed bill. It should be really good fun,
that's
actually.
That's going to be an adventure.
Yeah, and that's an arena in Oslo on.
Nice.
Yeah, so that'll be good fun.
I
and then just
Oslo
loads of
well.
Just loads
great
of gigs.
City.
Oslo's great, yeah. Oslo's lovely.
Well, let's hope you get to do some gentle running. Might be able to use the machine if you're off on tour.
Yeah. Machines are quite good when you're coming back, actually.
They're absolutely incredibly gentle and soft, and you can totally control it and stop and start and everything.
And it's totally... Smooth surface, of course, as
You've
well.
You've done 3 miles today, very gently with lots of stopping, but properly running on soft surfaces.
Yeah.
Feel okay for now?
I feel okay.
Feel any specifics? Any?
No. I mean, there's a bit of a. My left knee feels a bit shonky. There's a bit of a. Just general, I don't know. I need to get a full breakdown. But I'm going to get another massage. Once I can run again, I'm going to get it all analysed.
Yeah.
I had a chat with my publishers yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
And I was saying, I know this next book's predicated on me doing loads of running. Yeah. Seems to be getting injured a lot.
Yeah. It was worth mentioning to them.
Yeah, it's worth mentioning. But and they're very understanding, but they seem quite keen on me doing a lot of running.
Well, I was
as well.
Just going to say something because I feel this tallies with that, but it's kind of the opposite because obviously our whole USP with this podcast is that we're both running and chatting. But I had a bit of a realization the other day.
Yeah.
Just shout out to all the other people, all the other keen runners
who can't
living
run
through injuries,
particularly
in these times, because a lot of people have classic injuries, a lot of people have had COVID and come back.
Yeah,
you know, it's
we
feel their pain.
We can exemplify that divide between you know me and you,
running,
the running. Yeah, sorry, mate, the running and the non-running.
Said sorry to that cyclist, but he cycled towards
he
you
was
like
sort of,
a bloody
he,
magnet.
Yeah.
Help it,
sorry that you're cycling directly towards
no
me.
No matter where I go. It was so, like the episode of Frasier. You've seen that Frasier where he's riding a bike?
I haven't seen
it. Of course, Frasier and Niles can't ride a bike.
Right, yeah.
And he has that thing. It's great writing because you don't think of it, but it's true. Like a tiny child, the thing he's worried he's going to crash into. He cycles towards.
That's what you always do, isn't it? It's incredible, isn't it? You always do that. Yeah, I remember
so,
that.
So right at the beginning, he's to Felicity Huffman's in it as his kind of nemesis at that time.
Yeah.
And she cottons onto this, and he's being really brave. He's got all the gear, he's got the helmet and the like on his bike, and they're doing a charity bike ride.
Yeah.
And she says on the start line, "Watch out for that bin." And he just goes into the bin.
Yeah,
just over and over again.
Yeah.
Eventually putting the bike.
That's
in
so
the
funny.
Bin.
That's so funny. Yeah. I remember that as a kid when we lived at Scarborough. There was this really steep downhill and then you turned right into our street. So we just tried to do it as fast as we could, you know. And one time there was a car behind us, but not that far behind us. And I was still okay for the turn, but I was so fixated on not crashing into the wall at the bottom that I just drove straight into the wall at the bottom. Do you know what I mean?
Sort of,
you know, you just know it. You just know it's going to happen.
It's well, like... this happens in life. We talk about, I was worried about a white van next to me on a road in Belgium decades ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're driving towards it. I was like, you're driving towards me. It's like, no, you're not driving towards it. And me and Judah talk about steering into the white van.
Yeah.
Where you kind of create the problem by worrying about it.
Yes. Yeah. It's important not to do that with injuries, isn't it? It's important to sort of get proactive with it and look for solutions.
Because pain is a very, for the body's thing of pain as a system, it's a very blunt instrument. And it's like a friend of mine with a bad back was saying, you know, talking to the doctor and saying, checking to see if you're hurting. It's a fine line between checking if you're hurting and
making it hurt.
And identifying a pain that wasn't necessarily there.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean you can't ignore it either. It's a very
totally. It's messages, isn't it? Yeah.
It's like when we talk about niggles, you know, is that an injury or is it not? I mean, I generally, if I'm running
a lot of the time you're carrying niggles.
Something will hurt.
Yeah.
And it's
just
being able to, having the strength of will to be able to identify in both directions.
Yes, yeah.
You go,
yeah.
Well, that isn't the problem.
And a bit of
but
intelligence
it
with it
problem,
as well. Yeah.
You've got to be smart about it and not hurt yourself. And there's no right answers, really. Ultimately, it is all down to the person in question.
I've got a mate. I went to see him yesterday. He'd had a hip operation, a hip replacement.
Yeah.
And he'd had it a couple of weeks ago.
He was cooler now.
He was, he was entirely clothed in corduroy around
the house. He had a mullet and it worked.
Yo, daddy-o. You've changed.
Yeah, you need one.
Yeah,
yo, daddy-o.
Yeah.
Look at the size of that!
Massive leaf.
Look at the size
massive,
of that!
Massive leaf. The huge leaves.
Sorry, he'd had hip replacement.
He was a lot chirpier. Been living in pain for like a year and a bit.
Yeah,
got this, and it's amazing what they do. And you know, he was the fourth hip replacement they did that day. You know, and he was just extolling how the expertise of the surgeons and the, you know, and he was.
It's I amazing. Remember John amazing. Major saying doing was at a hip replacement clinic on the day he stopped being Prime Minister. On the
was
day
he really?
Tony Blair got elected. And he said a lot of these, there's this people, really successful place, people getting hip replacements. Some people getting hip replacements who don't even need them.
Yeah.
Getting laughs as well. Yeah, through his tears.
Yeah. So, yeah, so you're in a really good place at the minute, 2018.
Yeah, I had a look back, I thought, wow, this is probably my, you know, looking at all those parkrun stats that come through. So I probably, it's probably my fastest Hove parkrun. Guess how fast I did it last time I was there?
Go on then.
2017. Right. And also, I said about not focusing on the heckler, and there was some, you know, valid discussion about whether I should or shouldn't be annoyed with that guy who ducked in past me on the line.
Yeah.
Well... 2017 last time was Hove. 2018 like this time was in Hove. As I said, my little pack kind of stretched out towards the finish. I knew I was going well. I knew that people were likely to come past because people paced more dynamically than me. And there was space to come into, you know, because the pacer was
right,
in my head 30 seconds ahead, about 3 seconds ahead actually.
Yeah.
There was a second guy from my group. He came in. I think there was a woman who I was just in front of at the end, but we were like a string of four.
Yeah.
Anyway, heading for the finish line. Finish line's about as far away as that post.
Yeah.
A couple came in past me, right in front of me. No problem. Didn't mind that at all. Then a bloke came in. This is the finish line here, this bridge.
Literally 5 feet ahead.
Yes, 5 feet away. This side guy going. And this guy, this is what this bloke did. Imagine, freeze frame, you're me running.
Yeah.
This bloke went like this. He overtook me and immediately stopped.
Yeah.
And he managed to stop before the finish line. Cheeky sod. If you look at the list, we both got 2018.
Right.
But honestly, that's I think I'd match my 2017 because he did these kind of Charlie Chaplin knees.
You've
but then it was because he didn't have room because he was in between me and those people in front.
Yeah, you've
but
got
they
some.
Were over the line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wasn't over the line. He didn't have room to overtake me, Paul. He didn't have room for
you've
it.
You've got to run over the line and jog to a stop. You can't just sprint and stop.
Exactly. You know. He totally did. His jolly old knees coming up either side of him, and I had to go. But he had his headphones in.
As I said, mate, it's the Achilles scrape that you're missing out on. Mate.
Take him down.
Sorry, mate. Ah! Oh, sorry, mate. And then before you know it, you've fallen on him and your elbow's in his throat. Oh, sorry, mate. Ah, sorry, mate.
I remember you saying sorry, mate, a lot in that court case.
So sorry about that, mate, as you lift him up by his eyeball. Sorry, mate.
Actual bodily harm. Accompanied by the phrase, sorry, mate.
Seems to be repeating, sorry, mate, while scraping the tendons of a part run over.
Like, so I didn't get into it. Everyone's seen the blooming internet, but your sorry, mate, reminds me of Boris Johnson's Forgive Me in his 21
seconds. Yeah, forgive me. Seems to be your violence in the park run shoot. And,
I don't think I could have done the time scraping this, like, because when he stopped running, he went like that.
Yeah.
Maybe he was trying to stop me doing his big old crab legs. Anyway. This is the new thing. That's what I'm saying. Is this Saturday, November the 27th, the last day of my this year before my next year?
Yeah.
It doesn't work, does it? You can't say last day of my 30s when you're about to be 48, 49. I don't know. Anyway, I'll be in Hampstead and then on Southsea Park on the 21st. So if you kind of want to come and slightly overtake me.
Nice, and then stop right at the end. Yeah.
Either a birthday or a Christmas. Yeah. Sorry, mate, fist
I'll be carrying a small Beretta pistol for that very event. Imagine that. Just back of the head. Yeah. Sorry, mate.
Actually, the quartermaster
in the knees.
Taken my Beretta pistol away.
Sorry, mate.
Because it jams, so he's giving me a walk. The PPK.
Hi, Marshall, could you look after my AK-47 and give it back to me in the chute, please? Sorry, mate. There's my barcode. And then he just ran off.
Sorry, mate.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.